AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A new requirement for Homeland Security officers in Minneapolis. Sagar Magani has details.
Amid public scrutiny of how immigration enforcement agents are behaving, Democrats like House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have been demanding it.
The American people want to see body cameras turned on.
Now, Secretary Kristi Noem says every Homeland Security officer on the ground will be immediately issued such cameras, including ICE officers. She says the program's being expanded nationwide as the money is available. President Biden ordered 4 years ago that federal law enforcement officers wear body cameras. President Trump rescinded the directive after taking office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary protections that have allowed roughly 350,000 Haitians to live and work in the United States. President Trump says he now plans to lower tariffs on goods from India from 25% down to 18%. This after Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to stop buying Russian oil. Meanwhile, a new round of U.S. brokered talks on ending Russia's war on Ukraine is set for this week in Abu Dhabi. Moscow and Kyiv both confirming they'll send delegations. In Gaza, the Rafah border crossing with Egypt has reopened, but Joe Fetterman reports the first day did not go smoothly.
Only about a dozen people were permitted to travel in each direction, and it took over 10 hours for even that small number to cross. That's because of bureaucracy and security checks. Still, this marks an important step forward for President Trump's ceasefire plan. It also offers a glimmer of hope for thousands of Palestinians inside Gaza who are waiting to travel abroad, and thousands of others who managed to get out of the territory during the war and now say they're ready to come home.
And in Arizona, there's a search on for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie. This is AP News. Getting a closer look at the life of a remote population of grizzly bears.
Collar cams have been placed on the bears as they move through Alaska's desolate North Slope.
These bears can hibernate for up to 8 months of the year, so they really have a really short window to obtain enough food resources to pack on enough fat to survive that period.
Washington State doctoral student Ellery Vincent leads the project. She says the bears have big appetites.
Caribou that, or muskox that have died. And then as soon as the caribou calves become available, once the caribou start calving, they're actually predating on some of those guys.
Once spring rolls around, the bears diversify their diet.
Most of them are starting to shift towards vegetation and berries.
Vincent says once they find what they're looking for, they will spend pretty much their entire day eating. These Arctic grizzlies reach up to 350 pounds. The cameras can record up to 17 hours of video. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.